And today's edition of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. So we've been talking about microphones, we've been talking about levels, recording levels and live microphone levels for your voice, and the importance of getting it right, because otherwise your voice will change. It's no point having a fantastic voice with all the resonance because you've been practicing enunciation and diction. Yes, maybe I should have checked that I could actually say that word as well. You've been practicing enunciation and diction, and you've got your projection, you've got your breathing, you've got all of those different techniques. You're working with your core, you've got your diaphragmatic breathing, you know how to sit, you know how to hold your head up and that kind of thing as well. There's no point having all of those down to a T if you're then misusing the microphone or you're recording at a wrong level. On occasion, it may be impossible to anticipate external noise, particularly if you're recording maybe outside of a studio, maybe live on location, maybe you're a radio reporter, because obviously we're talking about broadcast voices as well, not just in a studio, but outside as well. Or maybe you're in a studio and something else is going on. Maybe you're doing a demo of a bit of a technical kit or something like that. You may be presenting a YouTube video discussing machines or engines or something which is making some kind of noise. And if you do have that noise as part of the mix with your voice, there may be some overmodding. Overmodding may be the almost inevitable result. Overmodding, the distortion, the clipping of the really loud notes in the recording. When you look at a recording of a sound levels of the waveform, you'll see sometimes it's overmodded, it's clipped. If the very top of those are all flattened out, they're filling up that window almost completely. And it's really, really, well, you can't fix it in post-production, and it's really bad for your ears to hear that, particularly if you are an audio specialist. Doesn't sound right at all. So this situation could be maybe at a sports event. You're doing a commentary, a goal is scored, and there's a sudden roar of the crowd. You're trying to talk over it as well. Unless you've got your levels manually set, it's going to be clipping, it's going to be distorting, it's going to be over modding. A presidential event when a political point is scored, that kind of thing. The crowd goes wild at a carnival or parade when a marching band passes by. On a street, maybe the unexpected siren of an emergency vehicle, and so on and so on. So as I say, in such situations, a deft reporter or a student, that's deft with the T on the end, not deaf, will simply have to, what we call, ride the faders and adjust the incoming audio levels on the fly to avoid distortion in the live feed or the recording. Ride the faders. Riding the faders. There are other terms for riding the faders, which I won't actually tell you here because it's rather a rude one. But riding the faders is moving the fader up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, depending on what you are hearing in that split second and the level you're anticipating it to be, were it to be recorded at that level or were it to be broadcast at that level. You're riding the levels, you're riding the waves, the sound waves, if you like, as they come to you as the producer or as the presenter as well. Maybe you're self-opping, you're self-operating your particular panel or studio desk. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Hope that's been of use. Tomorrow, the episode entitled The Magic Balance Between Mic Position, Projection and Recording Levels, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.